10, over.
Ten, this is Houston. Go ahead.
Roger. I was just thinking about that landmark tracking yesterday. Were you guys taking? Was that the two revs of tracking state vector that we were getting, and then when we came around to the landing site, marked on it, that would give us an indication of how good our targeting was.
Stand by. Roger, 10. The information that you requested was that your vector was based on the radar tracking from the two previous revolutions. Over.
Roger. So if we were repeatable on that landmark on site 130, that would be an indication of how close you were getting it, probably, huh?
Roger.
Or not. I don't know. Probably not.
Oh, Fido down here is nodding yes that it would be an indication of how close you were getting it.
Okay. Thank you.
They had a local solution running down here at the same time, and the results that we were getting were consistent with the results that you were getting, and the landmark tracking exercises were set up so that if properly executed, the values would be repeatable. Over.
Understand. I guess it was repeatable because that sight never moved the whole time I was watching it.
Roger, 10. That's what our reduction of your section data said, too. It gave us the sight in a fixed location from rev to rev.
Outstanding. Hotel Houston 10, on that fuel cell, did you say you want me to go ahead and take it off the line at 420, or you want me to wait for some word from you?
All right, Roger, we'll keep an eye on it down here and give you a call. However, the value we're working towards is 420, and if you see it first, well, I guess there's nothing to stand in your way of taking it off.
Okay, Bruce, I'm reading, how about calibrating me right now? I'm reading about, 390.
Roger. We got, 378.5 on our TM here.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
We'll keep track of it for you.
Hello, Houston Apollo 10.
Roger, 10.
Hi, Roger. Say, we're still just very gently rolling out here and have a beautiful view. We'll be able to show you on our scheduled TV pass. And again, from this distance, as we look back out at the moon there, the basic color of the Highland Light area is a tan, and the Maria area is a brown. And again, that area I pointed out this morning, you can still see the difference. One looks more like a chocolate brown, the other looks like more like a light, should we say, chocolate milkshake. And say the colors haven't changed out this far. Over.
Roger, those last ones you were referring to were the Mare down in the southwest area of the moon?
That's right, Bruce, where I showed you that the line of demarcation between those two flows. Over.
Roger.
And by the difference in color. Over.
Roger, I caught that this morning, and that line of demarcation is really very clear down here. And just to confirm,
Roger,
the TV pass is still 152 hours 35 minutes to 45 minutes. Is that correct?
That's what we got in the flight plan. Looks like we're right on it. Everything's looking good. And John's going to go ahead with some of his work here. Over.
Roger. Ten, this is Houston. On your wastewater dump, we currently have it scheduled at 152 hours GET. We're trying to get some photographic observations of this dump. And the east coast of the U.S. is pretty well overcast, and we've received some requests to schedule it at 15330. We're wondering how you feel about this and whether you were planning to go to sleep in accordance with the timeline. Over.
Okay, stand by. Yeah. Roger, that's no problem, and we really feel in great shape, and we might stay up a little bit later than the program sleep period today. Over.
Roger, then if it's agreeable with you, we'll schedule the wastewater dump for 153 hours, 30 minutes. Over.
Roger, sounds good, Bruce.
Houston out.
Okay, Houston, this is 10. We're going to stop PTC right about here looking at the moon so we can do some star landmark tracking.
Roger.